We're joined right now by a linebacker for the Rams. He's having a big year. 79 tackles, 3 interceptions. He's a 2-time first-team All-American, 3-time All-SEC selection at Alabama. He was the number 7 pick overall in 2012. The Rams are 9-3. They're in first in the NFC West. And as mentioned, huge game here in Los Angeles on Sunday. They take on Philadelphia. Rams linebacker Mark Barron is my guest. Mark, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
What's up? It's December. You're in first, Mark, in the NFC West. You've got that huge game against Philly on Sunday. Truth of the matter is, as much success as you had in high school and college, you haven't had as much as a team in the NFL. So how does it feel to go to work every single day knowing that you've got big, exciting games ahead of you and we're in December?
Honestly, man, it's a great feeling. And it's the feeling that you chase. You know, in the league, everything is about winning. So, this is always the goal. This is what you want. So it's a great feeling to be actually getting that done for me for the first time in my career because this is my first winning season since I've been in the NFL. So it's most definitely a feeling that I'm enjoying and trying to soak in.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to imagine, right? You had so much success in high school and college, which we'll get into in a minute, but you've played your entire NFL career, and you just said it. You haven't had a winning season like, so what's it like to be in the middle of this right now?
Like I said, it's just it's a great feeling, but at the same time, like you just said, we're in the middle of it. It's not done, and the end goal is to win it all. So right now, we're just trying to keep this thing going and keep pushing forward.
Like, you're not going to look back, especially when you've got so many good things ahead of you. But let me ask you this. You were All-State in high school at St. Paul's. You won state titles in football, shot put, discus, long jump, and the triple jump. Then you go to Alabama. You win a pair of national championships. You were used to winning. And then you come to the NFL. You're with the Buccaneers and the Rams, and you lose a lot. What was it like to go from winning to losing, and did it take a toll on you?
I wouldn't say it took a toll. Like, I just had to do some mental adjusting, I would say. I had to adjust myself mentally. And, what I ended up coming up with is just that finding a way to never lose. Like, even when you lose, it's so much that you can take from that. So finding ways to take gains from losing and just finding, I guess, different types of victories within a loss. So, that's kind of something I gained from that, from those experiences of losing.
Mark Barron joining us. That's really interesting, finding a way to take a win from a loss. Now, Wade Phillips has taken over that defense this year, and the defense, which was always good, has gone to a new level. How would you describe the impact that he's had on that group?
I feel like really his resume, how long he's been known as a great defensive mind, I feel like all that stuff really speaks for itself. And for him to pick up and come to a new place and then, in the first year, be having his defense playing at a winning level, I feel like that says a lot about really it says everything that you need to know about him, that he can just pick up and then come over here and already be successful within that first year.
L.A. Rams linebacker Mark Barron joining us. Now, you and I have talked in the past about your move from safety to linebacker in a 4-3, and then this year you moved from inside linebacker or to inside linebacker in a 3-4. What's this latest transition been like for you?
It's been a transition. But, I don't know if you remember everything about the last conversation we had about my first transition. But for me, I'm just playing football. the way I look at it, you tell me what I'm responsible for, and I'm going to find a way to get it done. And that's essentially what I'm doing.
My man, not only do I remember it, but you just ripped my next question. I was going to say, when you see something like that and you understand the scheme, is it not just a matter of football just being football and it really doesn't matter where you line up on the field?
Right.
And I think you just answered it. That's what that is. Now, in addition to the defense.
Just having an understanding of the game. And I guess, I played in so many different schemes. I played for, let's see, since I've been in the NFL, this is my fourth head coach. And then in college, I played in a pretty complicated defensive scheme. So I've learned a lot about defenses. So I kind of have a good understanding of different schemes and how to play within different schemes and how to play different positions. So the transition, it really hasn't been too hard for me.
And Mark, are you one of those guys then, because you see this sometimes, some guys can just pick stuff up really quickly,
right?
Really, really quickly. Are you one of those guys, or are you just somebody who's on that grind, who prepares and who's always willing to work and do what it takes to learn it?
Yeah, I'm going to do whatever I need to do to be successful, regardless of how much it takes, how much work it takes. Whatever I got to do to go out and be successful and perform at the level at the standard I hold myself to, that's what I'll do.
You know, when Sean McVay was hired, people in the coaching community raved about how special and how unique, how different this young guy was. From a player's perspective, what's it been like to play for him?
It's been great. Obviously, like I said, he's leading us to my first winning season. And just sitting back and watching him work, you know, I see so much in him that I've seen. I'll just be specific when I say this about I see a lot of things I saw with Coach Saban and him when it comes to precision and attention to details and you know, just staying on top of everything. And for him to be that young and doing it, it's really something special to see.
You know, what about that attention to detail? How big of an impact does that have? And then how does that show up in winning or losing a game? People always talk about attention to detail.
People don't always follow through with it, or people don't always have that attention to detail. They always talk about it, but they don't necessarily have it. And when you have it, you're able to have some of the success that we're having, like right now. And, you know, in this league, everything comes down to sometimes it comes down to just those small details. Like, you know, the margin of victory is not usually that big. I mean, we have some blowouts this year, but usually, you know, margin of victory is not much. So a lot of times it comes down to, you know, something small, just even like this battle we got coming up. You know, it's two good teams. So a lot of times games like that don't come down to who make the least mistakes and who's going to have the most attention to detail.
So before you bounce, how about one thought on that battle? You've got Philadelphia, Carson Wentz. A win on Sunday would give you a tiebreaker over two of the three teams that are battling for that first round bye. How do you go about preparing to stop that offense and that quarterback?
We go about it the same way we go about every game. I mean, we don't take anybody lightly. I mean, we do understand it's a big game, but we're gonna trust, you know, our process. We're gonna trust what we're doing. We've been successful for it, so we'll just keep preparing the way we have, and we'll go out and play our game the way we've been doing.
Los Angeles 9-3. They're in first in the NFC West, and that is a big one. Mark Barron, my guest. Mark, good to have you back. Always good to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
All right, no problem.
Be good. Mark Barron, my guest. Rams are 9-3, and they're in first. Man, can you believe this? If you had started the year, early in the year, and said to me, especially when L.A., the Chargers fired out 0-4, that we would be hyping SoCal football, interviewing Rams and Chargers in the same show in December –